what I wanted to do on day 16 of the little experiment. By the way, everyone, I'm Adam, and this is National Podcasting Month, and I call myself the geeky gay, for lack of a better term for me. I'm gay, and I'm a geek. So what I wanted to do today is talk a little about another one of the questions that I got from one of the listeners, Mark, who listens to DI Plus, and he is in Canada, I believe, and has his own podcast, and it's Musings of a... Shoot. Mark, you need to email me again and tell me again what it's called. I think it's Musings of a Tech Writer or something like that. But anyway, so I wanted to go ahead and talk about one of the topics that he had brought up in his email from a few days ago. It was November 11th. And so what he asked was, he said, I downloaded the first 9 episodes and I had some questions. And the very first question was, adjusting from being in a long-term relationship to being single. So I want to be careful here because I don't want to say anything. Because I'm still friends with my ex and I love him. And I've told people in the past that, you know, anybody that I was with, I will always love them. If I ever said I loved you, and that doesn't end. So just because we're not together or whatever, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to love you. It just means that for whatever reason, we couldn't work out. Well, one of the things about my personality is I am a people pleaser. So basically, I get my thrills off of making other people happy. Now, a lot of people think, oh, that's so, I don't know if altruistic's the right word or selfless or, they think people that are constantly wanting to please other people are so like, I don't know what the word would be, but they're somehow better than other people because they're so selfless and they're just thinking about other people all the time. Well, a little secret about that, at least about myself and from many, many years of therapy and other things that I've gone through, I can't take credit and say that I'm a wonderful person. I wish that I could, but unfortunately, part of being a people pleaser is wanting validation from other people. So the reason that a lot of people are people pleasers and want to always do what the other person wants and stuff like that is because of the validation and everything that we get. Well, as a result of that, I tend to pick people who are hard to please. Because the harder they are to please subconsciously, when you do please them, the more of a rush you get, or the more of a, whatever. So you always want to find the hottest people to date, because if they're hot and they find you hot, if you're able to get yourself in that shape, that they find you hot, then somehow you're more validated. Or if they're really hard to please, Now, that's not to put down my ex, but I just want to say that is the kind of person I am. So going from a long-term relationship, I was in a situation where, first of all, it was a codependent situation. I was enabling my ex to live an unhealthy lifestyle. And secondly, it was a situation where I was just not ever being able to get my needs met. And it wasn't just his fault, it was mine. So for me, I miss him, but we lived together for probably 6 to 7 months after we broke up. And we had a little bit of time to get past the initial sadness of not being in a relationship and the loneliness and stuff like that, because we were still living together, but we weren't in a relationship. So for me, it was more about finding myself again, or it is more about finding myself again and allowing myself to come home and do what I want to do. It's kind of selfish, in a different way. Now I'm being selfish getting my needs met and doing things that I want to do. Whereas before, I was being selfish because I was pleasing someone else, but I was doing that in order to get my need for validation met. So I know that's really psychological, but you asked me, you know, kind of what my thoughts were on that. As far as dating, you know, I was thinking last night, I am a very sexual person, and everyone who knows me knows that I'm very sexual. But I was thinking last night, and I know I keep, for those of you who have listened to my other podcasts, I wishy-wash back and forth between saying I'm going to date or I'm not going to date or whatever. And I know that's true. I mean, I know that I say, oh, I'm not going to date. I'm just going to have sex. I'm just going to have fun. That's how I'm going to live my life. Because I don't want to get into another situation where I'm having to please someone. But I was thinking last night, you know, I was watching this show and this girl was dating, or she hadn't dated for a while, and she was like, I'm going to go on my first date in quite some time. And I was thinking, it sure would be nice for a cute guy around my age, you know, a little bit older is fine, or a little bit younger, to ask me out. Because I don't know that I've ever been taken out on a date by someone. And if I have, it was a long time ago. One of my first boyfriends who was much older than me. I find in gay relationships, you tend to hook up. And then if that's good, then you see where else you can go with it. But I think it'd be really cool for someone to say, hey, I'd like to take you out to dinner. And it might feel weird because I was always the one doing the people pleasing. But I don't know. I mean, I think it would be really nice of someone. And I don't know where you meet someone like that at, because on a hookup app, they're more likely to say, hey, why don't I come over and service your dick, you know, rather than saying, hey, let me take you to a movie. So, I don't know. That would be nice. But I'm adjusting to being single. I handle being single pretty well. So I would say that I have adjusted to that, and I keep very busy. I mean, I'm talking about adding World of Warcraft back to my life, and I don't know when I'm going to have time to do that. So, you know, I do 2 or 3 different podcasts a week, you know, work 45 hours a week. I'm in an orchestra, so I keep busy. And in fact, yesterday I was talking about not having time to get all the stuff done that I need to do. So that's certainly not a problem. Now, anyway, so that's how I feel. I don't know if that's interesting to anybody. It's good for me sometimes to be single, I'll just say that. But, so contact. I posted a thing about World of Warcraft because I wanted to start playing again. And I got so many good responses. I just wanted to thank everyone for offering to help me level up. So if you don't know what that is, or you don't know anything about World of Warcraft, for me, it's going to be social. I want to socialize with some of the other podcasters more and the listeners, and a lot of them play World of Warcraft. If you want to contact me, speaking of contact, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch the videos. Look for Geeky Gay TV. You can go to Google Plus and you can find me under Adam Burns or Geeky Gay. And if you want to email me, let's email contact@geekygay.com. So I'm going to sign off for today's installment, but that is how it is for me to be single. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.